Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Daily Hi-Fi Podcast. We do this every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. My name is Chana. With me, we've got Joe on the move.
On the move. That's right.
That's right.
Hopefully I don't sound too horrible from these AirPod Pros.
Nah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Okay. It's not bad. The AirPods Pros. What's going on, everybody, in the chat? It's this, just me and Joe tonight. Of course, Tim is also in the house. So I'm sure everybody's going to want to know, Joe, where are you, buddy? What's going on?
I'm just watching my kid doing some soccer stuff.
Just for fun. Soccer stuff.
Soccer stuff.
With the kid. Okay.
Yeah, she wants to play a few games. So they have like a little rec team, and so they're going to play, and that's it. You know, she has her more serious like soccer club stuff.
So. Soccer club.
Soccer club. Yeah, we just came back from the tournament.
Oh, yeah? How'd they do in the tournament?
They got second, which is pretty good considering like they played kids that were, you know, a year older. So it was
good. Yeah.
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 Right. Is Joe Hawaiian?
I mean, there's a lot of Filipinos in Hawaii, so that's a good guess.
He could be Hawaiian. Hawaiian. Hey, we're wearing red. We're matching shirts today. Yeah, look, red. I actually wore a green shirt today, and I forgot I was going to be sitting in front of a green screen, so I tried it. I was like, oh, crap.
Just a floating head, huh?
Yeah, almost. Very close.
Yeah, so this is where I'm at. You can't see anything on this camera.
Yeah, it's all blown out. It's all blown out. In the sunny areas, we can see grass.
I only have to see.
Lexington, home of the Lions. That's what I can
see. Home of the Lions, yeah.
That's right, yeah. So how much of those speakers cost behind me? These speakers are $280,000, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are some big speakers, too.
They're pretty giant. They're like, the guy's like, oh, if you can take one of them out by yourself, you can keep them both. Like 500 pounds. And they're huge. They're pretty huge. What's going on, Tim, Nicholas, who else we have in the chat? Michael Squires, what's up, buddy? He's got that nice little logo because he's part of the crew. Thank you for being part of the crew. True Voice of Reason, what's going on, buddy? Mr. Van Cool. Oh, we've got Reverend Slim in the house. Jeremy, how are you feeling? K-Man is here. C-Big, what up? Marv says aloha. Maybe that's why the other guy thought you were Hawaiian, because he saw Marv saying aloha. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see here. Yeah. I'm right.
Yeah. So any topics you want to talk about today? You've been live streaming, so what have you been talking about?
What I've been talking about, I've been going through some Atmos stuff with some people on my last live stream. I'm pretty into this Fallout series. Have you seen any of it yet or no?
No. I thought it was pretty cool though when you were showing people, they're asking you questions and you're just testing it out live.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I could really do. Be like, all right, hold on a second. Let's just plug it in and try it out. Yeah.
Yeah, trying different things.
It was a lot of fun. I actually, I was looking back on my, in my stats, and I was like, oh, wow, I started live streaming in 2018, and I counted up all the live streams I did by myself. I was like, oh, man, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just sitting there answering questions, and it was all in OBS, and it all looked like janky.
Yeah. Well, it's easy. It's a lot easier when you have a few people, you know, somebody checking out different comments. Actually, can I see the comments? Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So I'm outdoors, so this is pretty much anechoic aside from the wind.
Anechoic.
So I'm anechoic right now.
We're hearing Joe in an anechoic chamber.
Yeah, this is how it sounds right here. No echo. No echo. So I saw a topic of discussion on Facebook.
Okay.
This guy Lee Scoggins. I guess he was talking about a video that Darko Audio made about like diminishing returns in audio.
Okay.
And I guess I haven't watched the video. So okay. I'm assuming that Darko said that there are diminishing returns, because this guy was saying that he disagrees that there are not diminishing returns in audio. And I have opinions on that. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think about that? Because I guess let me just say what I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's nothing special about audio where there's it, like, you know, the laws of economics just don't apply to it. That's how I feel about it. You know, there's nothing special about it whatsoever. So diminishing returns, I've made a video about that, because I remember Steve Guttenberg said something like that. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? There's always diminishing returns. And my example that I used was that if you go from no sound, not being able to hear any music, to a Bluetooth speaker, you know, $50 Bluetooth speaker. Well, that's a pretty nice increase. You go from hearing no music to some music.
Yeah.
To me, that's a huge, huge increase. And if you were stuck on an island and you had the choice of, like, oh, you got to have this Bluetooth speaker, and, you know, you don't get to bring those focals right there, you're going to be like, yeah, I'd rather hear some music. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Right. And then the next step up with that, from that, would be you'd spend a little bit more from Bluetooth speaker, maybe get some, like, bookshelf speakers, right? And now you have stereo. Oh, okay. That's a good thing. It's a nice increase. But not as big of an increase as going from no sound, absolutely no sound, to some sound.
To sound, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next increase would be, like, okay, I'm going to get some nice tower speakers. Okay, cool. Now you have bass.
Yeah. Well, right, you missed one step,
okay,
right?
Okay, what's the next step?
Which a lot of people do is they go from TV sound to a soundbar.
Soundbar.
Right? So that would kind of be, and then from there, maybe they go to actual speakers.
Yeah.
Right? It all depends on where they start, right?
All those steps are, you know, they're increases. They're definitely an improvement from going from one to the other. You know, if you had a TV had no sound, you'd be a little bit annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, going to a TV speakers, you're going to be happy. Oh, cool, I'm getting sound. But it's the cost to go from one to the other starts to get higher and higher, right?
Yeah.
To get to the next improvement.
To get to the next level. Yeah. It does cost a lot.
So at a certain point, you know, if you have great speakers already, what are you going to do to improve the sound now? You have room treatment up. What's your next move, right? That's why people go to these cables and like silly stuff, because they don't even know what to spend on anymore.
They go to what?
Cables.
Oh, they go to cables.
Cables,
well, I mean,
Riser,
I thought you were going to say they go to like shows like Expona. By the way, my Expona recap video is almost done. It's almost done, guys. And it's going to be funny because you'll see me in this room, you know, facing the other direction where you can actually see the speakers behind me. And then halfway through the video, it'll totally change to from one set to another set. I tried to make it as like... you'll know, you guys will notice it. I don't know if anybody else will, but you know, going to a show like that, it just makes me appreciate what I have here, you know, because of how much this stuff costs. And like I was telling Joe, like I needed a third. Well, I didn't need one, but like you know, I ended up getting a third T6 tower for $150. $150. And I can't imagine spending a bunch of money on that front, on this front stage I'm looking at right now, and having like the same experience, unless I was spending like $3,000, right? And for me, that's just not, A, that's not happening, and B, like, I don't even know if it's going to be worth it or not, you know?
Yeah.
So I think diminishing returns is definitely there, and I don't think spending more money on newer speakers is going to actually get you a better sound. It's all about like dialing in what you have and starting off with something good. Starting off with something good, right?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I posted the video today about Target Curve, and some people are just kind of like, yeah, you know, I've seen people say, oh, it's too expensive, right? So, you know, starts at $249 for Magic Beans. It's like, is that really expensive when people are spending tens of thousands of dollars to try to, I don't know. I don't even know what they're doing, man. Like, what kind of stuff are they doing to try to improve their system? Like, spending on silly stuff, right? That's not really going to do anything. But people complain about $250 on something that actually will improve the sound. That's right. Where it gets crazy for me, because there's so much misinformation there. I'd rather spend on something that won't do anything.
I mean, this thing that looks all weird because of the green screen.
Yeah, it looks like
it looks like Spider-Man mask or something. But you can't see my eyes. So, this thing's only $100. And people are complaining about that as well.
I guess maybe you should just charge more. Because maybe if you charge, like, instead of $100, if you just went crazy and said, like, this disc, like, maybe do, like, a gold foil insert and then charge, like, $1,000. You know, like, oh, there's gold in there. There's a golden ticket. Maybe put a golden
ticket. Exactly.
You know, so then these people will get excited to buy it. It's just silly to me to think that there's no such thing as diminishing returns in audio.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Hamilton says, I definitely feel there are diminishing returns, but that doesn't mean it's not of value to someone.
And exactly.
This is totally true. It's on how you value it, right? Like I have this pair of Focals behind me, right? I would love to have these speakers in my home at some point. Is that a reality? Probably. Maybe, because I'm going to do big things. But at the end of the day, like, $300,000 for a pair of speakers. There's definitely diminishing returns. What other things could I spend $300,000 on that are going to bring me way more joy, you know, than a pair of speakers?
Right.
Right.
And the tricky part of this, why it's even a debate, is because you can't put a dollar amount on somebody's subjective joy. Right.
Sure.
So if somebody put in some cables that do absolutely nothing, but they're so happy about it and they want to show it off to their friends, and that makes them feel good, I can't personally put a price tag on that. Like, that's this person's subjective feeling towards it, right? And same thing, let's say if they do get something that makes a difference, let's say they improve they get some better speakers, right? Maybe that means a lot to them for some reason. Like, for example, so I use the example of, let's talk about Porsche, right? Let's talk about cars, because that's a, you know, very expensive car, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a difference, though. It's not about getting from point A to point B when it comes to that. It's about something else, right?
It's about the driving experience.
It's about...
Well, I mean, for me, that's Porsche. What it is.
Driving experience, getting something that you know is expensive, that you work hard to get. You know, it means a lot more, but it's, you know, how many other normal cars could you get for that price? You know what I mean?
A lot. I mean, you know,
like a couple hundred G's. How many normal cars could you probably get? Like
four. You could get four, like $20,000, $25,000 cars, right? Oh no, four $50,000 cars. You can get four $50,000. That's pretty. That's
like
premium.
$30,000 car, and you get a $300,000 Porsche. You get 10 of them.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Can give out 10 cars. You can give out 9 cars and keep one for yourself.
Right.
So definitely, it's totally something different, right? You're saying something different with it, but it's hard to justify just based on like pure numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And another example I gave in my response was to a Formula One driver, aerodynamics and making it like 0.1% faster. Maybe the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
But you do that to the minivan, who cares? little bit of who cares? Nobody cares.
Right? I don't know. Depends on what's in that minivan, Joe.
Oh, I guess, right? I'll be like, hey, you know, I've saved 50 cents on gas. New aerodynamics.
Yeah.
You know, it all that has to be taken into consideration. You know, like, I just don't see how there's no such thing as diminishing returns, but I can see how, you know, certain improvements that are minimal might mean a lot or might be worth a lot to some people, and they're willing to spend their money. That's their money.
Yeah.
What do you guys think in the comments? What are you guys saying over here?
They went into a bunch of talk about edibles. Edibles. What? Just use TV speakers. All right, here, let's see with the newer ones.
Is that a high return on investment? If edibles are a high return on investment?
I guess maybe your whole experience, right? Yeah, it's the experience. Diamond encrusted speakers is next. The diamonds improve resonance. Nicholas says $1,000 in someone's life is $10,000 in another's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all on different levels. $400,000 for cable risers. True voice of reason.
So here's the other thing about like this law of diminishing returns, right?
Sure.
So let's say this person got these like $400,000 cable risers, and they're like, man, this improved my life so much. Like, my listening experience is so much better. I can't believe it. And then if I tell them, all right, then buy 10 more. It'd be like, I only have two speakers. They're like, well, if two made your life better, then buy 10 or 20 more. Like, no, I don't need it. Exactly. Because there's diminishing marginal utility for you, right? You don't need that extra one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michael Squire says, it's the same comparison of a Tesla versus a full-size truck. Both cost about the same. Depends on what you need or want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen.
What is Chris Hamilton saying here?
Chris Hamilton is saying, most people know what a Porsche is and what it means. Wilson Chronosonics means nothing to the majority of the population.
Yeah.
Is that a watch?
Chronosonics, yeah, maybe.
Looks like, right?
Wilson Audio, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Oh, Wilson anyway. Audio, yeah. I mean, I we're going to be...
Silly debate, you know?
I don't think there should be a debate. There is no debate. There's just... There are diminishing returns, and
there are.
That's it. There's no up for debate on anything, right? Especially in audio.
How about this as an example? If you take that guy and you put him on an island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or this audiophile guy, and he's starving, can't wait to eat, right? And you tell him, all right, I can either give you, these cable risers that are worth 400 G's. Or this burger from Burger King worth like $6. If you're starving, you can take that burger and you're going to take the water too. You know what I mean? A bottle of water, that means much more to you. So it all depends, right? It's silly talk. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of guys who are maybe in the industry who sell to these high-end clients, and they have to keep that going, right? You don't want to say, oh, of course, no. I'm not going to tell you the truth.
This doesn't do shit.
Not if they're in this industry, not if their job is to sell that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
I mean, did you see the did you guys see the everybody here, the new JVC projectors are coming out now?
Oh,
new? Yeah. Yeah, you know the 8K projectors.
8K.
I think that's what it is. So here's the funny part. In a Facebook group, somebody's like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what the reviews of these are all going to be. I went in there and said, spoiler alert, all reviewers are going to say these are the best things since the last projectors.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what do we need an 8K projector, a newer 8K projector for from the last one, which was like a year and a half ago, if that, from JVC. So what are we talking about? $25,000? Like the market for, I would like to think that the market for that kind of a thing is small, but I mean, there's enough people buying these things that, you know, they're making it again, right? Like with a little bit of adjustment. Same thing with the Revolution Player, right? I have the Revolution Player 1. Mm-hmm. I still have to put my video out on it. It's like halfway done.
Yeah.
And now they're like, there's the 8K version. But yeah. What the hell do we need an 8K version of for 4K movie server?
Right.
So Marv says it's 10% brighter. There. Okay, so perfect example. Perfect example. You bought a $25,000 projector a year and a half ago. Are you going to upgrade now because it's 10% brighter?
Right.
Right? Is there a point of diminishing returns here? I think so. I think this is what...
So, you know, when I had my retail shop, you know, we'd have some expensive stuff too that was unnecessarily expensive, right?
Yeah, because you have to, stuff. Right? Right. You have the ABC, right? You have the cheap stuff, the super expensive stuff, and the middle stuff. That's what everybody buys, right?
And sometimes ridiculous expensive stuff, like unnecessarily expensive. And, you know, when somebody would come in, they'd have their mindset, let's say, on the expensive one, I'll be like, are you sure you need that? Like, this other one is actually better. It's less expensive and actually better. Be like, no, I want the other one. Okay, go ahead. You know what I mean? You're not going to argue with them.
Mm-hmm.
So some people just want, they just want the expensive thing. They want the exclusive thing. Ooh, what is that? Red Bull?
It's a Truly.
Oh, a Truly.
I went to, I stocked up on snacks. Never go to Target when you're hungry. Because
you never go any grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Man, I needed, you know, I tried those low carb, high protein, that ramen I was telling you guys about. And so the only problem is I needed, there's no like micro, there's no bowls here that are like actual bowls here at the office. Mm-hmm. So I went to Target to go get some bowls and some stuff to put here in the office. And then all of a sudden I see like Truly and man, I think I got some chocolates. I got some gummy snacks. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Make these noodles.
Oh yeah. Totally not audio related, but that's what we do here. We just hang out and talk about random stuff, make it hard for Tim to cut up a worthwhile video.
Sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim. Yeah, but who here, what do you guys do if you're hungry and you go grocery shopping? And you find yourself buying all kinds of random stuff that's that you totally don't need, but you just like, oh, that sounds good right now. Oh, that sounds good right now.
I was trying to like be healthy-ish. You know, I'm like, oh, this low carb, high protein ramen. I've been hitting the gym almost every day. And I'm like, okay. And dude, I went to Chick-fil-A and just got the like grilled chicken nugget things, not the fried ones, but just the grilled chicken. Okay. You know, and I was like, okay. I was telling Tim and Angela this in the chat. This lady, God, in front of me, she would just not shut up with this inner monologue. Well, I like this. The guy's like, which sauce do you want? Sauce. That's right. Do I go with this one? Do I go with that one? I'm like, lady, fucking pick them all and let's go. Let's get on with the problem here. Like, I need to order. Like, I got things to do. But yeah. So like, I'm doing that kind of stuff. And then I'm like, man, I was in a moment of weakness today over there at the Target. Chris Hamilton, grocery shopping, hungry is offline. I know I was starving, man, and I just needed to get a bowl so I can make my stupid ramen.
Yeah, man. I think I'm going to do that right after this. Go grocery shopping, and I'm hungry. See what happens.
I know, right? The gummy snacks, 10 milligrams per serving. Not those kind of gummy snacks, like regular, like Lifesaver gummies. You're talking about edibles over here again. I mean, I like where your guys' head's at, but, you know, I got a lot of work to do still. Yeah, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said that you want to go on a rant, but you can't because of where you are. He has to hold it. Oh, it's Michael. Joe wants to rant, but where he is, he has to hold it back.
Because I'm around kids. No, actually, it just sounds so, you know, we're in the open space, so I feel like I don't have to get loud. There's no echo. I think it's the echo that makes you want to get loud. You hear yourself talk, and you're like, yeah. When I used to live in a loft in downtown,
mm-hmm.
like, it was very echoey. And when you'd yell, you just hear it, so, like, feel like it's a repeating pattern. Like if you start getting upset, you start getting loud, and then you hear your echo, you start getting louder. Sure. Like next thing you know, you're just trying to see how much echo you can make, and that's fine. So right now I'm anechoic, so I gotta keep it calm and I'm relaxed right now.
Yeah,
you're gonna watch my kids scrimmage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens.
Some off-topic stuff here. Allie says, "Yo, Techno Dad, were you in Pasadena Sunday? Could have sworn you walked right by me."
Probably.
If you're talking about this Ferrari thing that was happening in Old Town Pasadena, yes, I was there. This is like right outside my office, right? So Saturday, I go on a mission. So let me back it up. Oh, I should get that sound effect. Friday, my buddy comes over. We're working on his Atmos mix for his track, right? Coincidentally, this could be the first track where I have immersive mix credits on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Right? So we're working on this. And he's like, "Man, I wish you had bigger speakers for your left and right here, because these little ones are, you know, kind of, they're not handling all this stuff." So I was like, "Sure, I do." So we went to my house. We got all the speakers and we brought them here. Two T6s for the front, left, and right. Two T5s for the left surround, right surround. And I still had the center channel. I had like just one of those little THX satellites. And I'm like, "Man, I wish I had another T6. And I don't usually go on Facebook Marketplace, but he recommended it. And there it was. Brand new, $150. And the lady was selling a single one. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
How odd is that? How odd is that, right? And she had just put this listing up the day prior. I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing." So Saturday, I drove 2.5 hours to go pick up the speaker, right? Mm-hmm. And then come back. And then I'm like, "Okay, the one thing that I need to do is I need a 12-inch lift." So I ended up going Sunday, spending 14 hours here at the office. And I'm like, I have all these cinder blocks in my car. And I pull up, and I didn't go through to Colorado, which is where they closed off all these streets for all this this stuff. There's video of me walking through. You know, there's a 812 super fast and yellow. Bunch of Ferraris, right? I had no idea what was going on. I just was just like, "Oh, I got all the cinder blocks into my office," and then I was about to park my car, and I was just like, "Wait, what's going on over here?" So I go over there, and I'm like, "What is this?" Apparently, they do it every year. And Ollie, if you were there, yeah, you were there. Yeah, you should have said, "What's up?" I had a little moment here as well with this guy. I watch this guy on YouTube all the time. He talks about branding, and his name is Chris Doe. I'm like, "Holy shit, you're Chris Doe!" And he's like, "Oh, hi." He was on the phone. I'm like, "Yo, can I take a quick selfie, man?" And then look, I make a dumbass face. I got one chance to take a picture with the dude. I got a dumbass face on. So that could have been you. That could have been you, Ollie. but yeah, man, I'm pretty chill. You could have just said, "What's up?" You know, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, I was there. So my office is here in Old Town Pasadena. I won't take you up into the office, but you know, you'll know. So somebody else wants to have like lunch or a drink with me later somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, did you guys notice Ferrari actually released a brand new car?
No, I did not know.
So with everything going on,
They don't email me and say, "Hey, by the way, I saw you're on the list."
I asked the lady that was one of the ladies working that event. I'm like, "All right, can I just get on a list for these kinds of events?" And she's like, "No, this is only for like the list is only for owners." I'm like, "Shit." I'm like, "Well, my cousin has a Ferrari. Is he on the list?" She's like, "Oh, he should be." I text him. He's like, "Dude, I don't know about a list." I'm like, "Dude, you need to get on this list, bro."
Yeah.
He has one of those F8 by turbos. Pretty nice. So Ferrari, you know, how everybody's like going downsizing to like, you know, with for emissions and like, you know, adding like the Revuelto. It's like a hybrid Lamborghini. Ferrari said, "Screw that." And they made it a V12, naturally aspirated. It just came out like 3 days ago. They announced it. And it's called, get this, the 12 cylinder. That's it. this 12 cilindri or something like that.
Oh, okay. They have to say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they're Italian, right?
Yeah,
they're Italian. Yeah. So, anyway, car stuff. All right, let's get back to this. So, Chris Hamilton says $26,000 projector is a niche market for a slight improvement in contrast and brightness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say so. But that is a perfect example of diminishing returns. Like, I don't know. Joe, have you ever had a JVC projector? You haven't, have you?
No, I want one though. I want one.
Would you go with just like the entry level one?
No, I'd try to get them to send me one.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying there's a difference if you have to spend your own money, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have to think, okay, hold on a second. I got to spend 10 G's. I could spend it, but what else do I need to buy? Do I want to buy something else? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, the difference. And, you know, if you're getting accommodation pricing, that's it's totally different, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you're getting it, like, close to half, then that's a pretty sweet deal, you know? Now you're like, oh, should I get the Epson or should I get the JVC? Like, should I get a BenQ or JVC? So I'm just telling you guys the truth about it, right? The truth is it's a little different if you're going to get a crazy discount on it, you know? But if you're paying full price, it's a lot of money. Yeah. A lot of money. And in that case, then it's like, I'm happy with my BenQ. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy enough with it. But yeah, I would like crazy black levels and all that, especially if I had a dedicated home theater. You want the best of the best, right?
Yeah.
But then there's like, I think at a certain point you get past the thing actually being better. Like, I bet there's a projector out there that's not a Barco or not a Christie projector, but I bet there's like some super exclusive one where it's like, you know, custom made and like specs are worse, but it's just because, you know, this Italian guy made it.
It costs more. The specs are worse. It performs worse, but it's just because it's
created by some guy, you know.
I wouldn't know if these utopias measure well at all, right? They're just cool. They're just cool. Even in this video at you know, from Expona, I'm like, I don't know how these things would measure. And then at this point, would you even care? Like, are you, you the type of person, like, you got enough money for this stuff? Like, does that even matter? Right. So, like, performance then takes a backseat to status or, you know, level of coolness, those kinds of things. Right.
Yeah. Scruff Kingman says it's like the Leica UST. Yeah. Leica's been slapping their logo on everything, you know, and I have a Leica rangefinder. And I like Leica because they make awesome lenses, and they've kind of stuck with this old school formula of like a rangefinder manual, like pretty much like manual focus, right? And that was their thing. But now they're just slapping their name on things. You see Leica on phones. It's like, what is that? Leica glass? Like, is there something? Is that extra clear? Like, what's going on with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know. That phone, that OnePlus phone, remember it had Hasselblad.
Hasselblad, like, yeah.
Why, you know,
why?
Got this name on there. At a certain point, it just becomes a name, you know?
Is it like the Dolby Atmos on the phones or the laptops? Yeah. Is it like that?
Yeah. And I guess that may kind of be a hint as to, like, if you have to put your name on these things, how profitable is that company? Maybe they're hurting a little bit if you have to do those things, right? I'm sure they don't like necessarily want to do those. They could just make enough money just making their rangefinders. They would just do that.
All right.
But I guess they got to put their name on projectors.
Yep. Chad Kirk says, I'd rather spend 10 grand on acoustic treatment. Yeah. I mean, if you want to spend 10 grand, I mean, maybe a few hundred dollars.
Well, it's probably more effective, right? So spending that
it's more effective, yeah.
It's going to be more effective, but it's not an exciting purchase, to be honest. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not like, ooh, I can't wait to do that. And then you get it, and then you got to actually put them all up. It's not the funnest, but it's probably the most effective. So
I got a response from one of these room treatment guys. Mm. So like, because half of me is just like, well, I should just throw up some drapes in this thing and call it a day, mm-hmm. and get rid of some of these, you know, first reflections. But yeah, if they're gonna send it, and you know, I don't have to pay anything for it, cool. But otherwise, you know, I already, you know, $300 on some drapes. That'll do a lot, like velvet, heavy velvet blackout.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about, mm-hmm. like, inexpensive acoustic treatment solutions, right? So curtains, maybe you can pull some up. But I have another one because I just did a calibration for somebody. They know who they are. Uh-huh. And the floor was pretty much all tile.
All tile.
Tile, like tile surfaces. And, like, you know, lots of reflective surfaces, but that tile surface was really obvious in the measurements. Mm. And so I was like, you can just get two area rugs. You don't have to spend a ton of money. But two, like, if you look it up there, two, like, thick rugs. That's going to – if you have reflective floor, right, like, wood's probably still not as bad, but still not good. But if you have concrete or mm-hmm. or tile is probably right. like any like really hard surface like that, yeah, it's gonna cause some comb filtering effects and just a matter of putting old, yeah, look at it, it's not even expensive. Put down some area rugs, right?
Well, you have to watch out because this picture looks like this baby's on this giant thing, but it's only 4x9 or 4x5. So you should definitely look at the dimensions. Otherwise, they're going to take you, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to read the dimensions. Otherwise, it's going to be like a mat for when you get out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Here's the area rug. Yeah, but you don't have to spend a ton of money.
8 feet by 10 foot, you know, $159.
So we say these things. We say these things, and it's like, okay, that's nice. That's nice. I've heard other people say it. But I've actually seen measurements recently from somebody who did this experiment. They did an experiment in a like big open warehouse where the sidewalls and the ceiling were not an issue, right? Because they were so far away, mm-hmm. they were non-issues. And so the only issue was the concrete floor.
Concrete floor.
And so they did measurements. They knew how the speaker measured anechoically. And so the question was, you know, how much does a thick area rug matter? How much does it make a difference, right? Mm-hmm. And so the experiment was also without. And then he did one where he was putting, like, crazy amount of rock wool, like the super thick stuff.
That really you put eliminate. Inside the acoustic treatment, right?
Yeah, I think he said like 8 inches worth of this stuff, like ridiculous amount of absorption, right? Just to see what would happen. And with that amount, they were able to kind of eliminate all of the issues, all of the reflections with a thick enough. But so that's super unrealistic, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody's going to use that much of anything. But what I did see was an area rug, right? It looked like it really helped out a lot above 3 kilohertz, and it actually started helping with the comb filtering effects as low as 1 kilohertz.
Hmm.
So that's a significant difference, right? So if you find that, oh man, your speaker's a little bit harsh in your room, a little too much treble, and yeah, maybe you just need a little area rug.
Does the carpet need to match the drapes?
Oh my god! Yes. Yeah. All right. So that's my solution. What's your solution? What is your what do you think? What's your?
Well, I mean, I like the drapes idea. Should I just plug in my phone to this other computer so I can show you guys? Or not my phone, but the camera.
I don't know what to do. But what? So some thick drapes, huh?
Yeah, thick drapes, right? So essentially, here, I'll put the screen down. There we go. You guys can see it's all this. Mm-hmm. Nothing but wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of wall. Got wall on that side, wall, big ass window in front of me, right? Mm-hmm. So the window definitely needs to be covered up with a drape, just, you know, also for my privacy. You know, this little weird cutout nook thing helps because it's not like a complete like rectangle. But oddly enough, like, you see these little random. My buddy brought some of this stuff that he just had laying around his house, right? This, a few bass traps, and like one like pad we put on the sidewall here. Oddly enough, just this little bit, we just put them around the room a little bit because he didn't have a whole lot. There was already a difference.
Yeah.
Right. There was already a difference. So like sometimes when I see these guys, even with the GIK and this new guy, this John Hunter guy. And all their sketches for like the room treatment for this room, they're totally overdoing it. Mm-hmm. Totally overdoing it, right? Because they want to make it look nice or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's overkill, you know. Not necessary.
I guess it depends on which frequencies you're really trying to treat, right?
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is, you know, some of the higher frequencies, you know. I would have to see a measurement to see how much those curtains make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming it's probably like just higher frequency stuff. But yeah, I mean, those are where a lot of the issues are anyway, right? A lot of the issues that you'd want to treat, to treat higher frequencies. And just to give an example, we had a 100-inch projector screen in Angela's office.
Yep.
100, yeah, I think it was 100. Was it 100? 100 or 110, 120, something like that. Just a normal projector screen. And we had it up, but they never really used the projector in that room. So we took it down. I put it in the garage, right? Well, after we took it down, it had this like weird like echo. Just the projector screen, taking the projector screen down.
Huh.
I guess it was absorbing some of this echo that we never even knew. She's like, man, what can we do about this? Can we put some treatments up or something? It's like it was that annoying, right?
Right.
The echo was that annoying. But that's not even meant to do that, right? I mean, just putting something up on your wall, I guess, is what I'm saying. We'll make a difference.
So, yeah.
I would reverence say for, him.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't reverence him, say.
Thick drapes with a gap behind them. I actually have a double rod with two layers of curtains. Blackout curtains are good for this because they usually have multiple layers of fabric.
Yeah, they have some with like four layers. Some that are supposed to be kind of a little bit of sound absorption. I actually use some of those in my bedroom just to block a lot of the light, right? Because we're near like a street, so you can hear a lot of a lot of sun comes in, but you also hear a lot of road noise. So I was kind of curious to see if it would muffle that stuff out. It actually does. It actually does.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
the blackout.
Inexpensive things that you can do. I would recommend a lot of people just do some of the inexpensive stuff first. You know what I mean? If you don't, if you have hard floors, put an area rug, man. You don't have to go crazy with it. Just do that first. All right, put up some curtains. You know?
Yeah.
And then if you want to get very specific and you're looking at certain things, somebody mentioned RT60.
Yeah. Jeremy did.
He mentioned RT60. Oh, Chris Hamilton.
Well, for a studio, you want RT60 down lower than what we do for a room.
Yeah. So my RT60 in my garage is actually pretty good, and I don't have any treatments up. You know?
Yeah.
I just have a bunch of crap around.
And you have that stuff on the floor, though.
Yeah, the foam on the floor.
Yeah.
And then area rug, but nothing crazy. And then, so Chris Hamilton said it's not just frequency response. More important is the impact on RT60. I would say that they are related, right? So, you know, reverberation time does affect your frequency response in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nicholas says, depends on your speaker's dispersion pattern, depending on what sort of treatments and damping you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But are people really even doing that? That's a question I have, is when somebody recommends room treatment, right? You go to GIK and then they design something for your room. Do they even ask you what kind of speakers you have?
No.
So
they just get a, like, what are the dimensions of the room? What does the room look like? Do you have pictures and or video?
Yeah, so they don't know the dispersion characteristics mm-hmm. of the speaker. Yeah, I think that'd be important to know. You know, what is the off-axis response vertically? Do you need something vertically? Because if you have something with bad off-axis response vertically, then yeah, maybe you want to consider something like that more so than if you have a concentric speaker where everything is good vertically. You know what I mean? So I think mm-hmm. that would be a good thing to do, is if you're going to start recommending room treatment, to really look at the characteristics of the speaker and also look for issues specific
in the room, right?
In the room, but with that speaker, with the response, and then you can start saying, you know what, this is something I'm trying to fix specifically. What do I need? Do I need mm-hmm. a 4-inch foam? Do I need diffusion? Because right now it seems like it's a little bit like, yeah, just put it here.
Yeah,
like this, like, there's, yeah, it's not that specific.
No, it's more like a generalization, right? Like, like I know for a fact, so I'm sitting at a desk, right? Mm-hmm. Here's a desk, me knocking on the desk. There's a monitor in front of me, and behind mm-hmm. that is the center channel, of which I can see the tweeter, one cone, and half a, and the second cone, I can't see the third cone. So I'm going to run a calibration where the computer and the desk are here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to run another kind of calibration, moving the desk and the monitor and everything, so I get a clear shot.
Yeah.
Right. And then I can test and see, go back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
So like I can show you once I get it done, then there's going to be like a before the treatment and after the treatment, or before the drapes and after the drapes. Did the drapes make that big of a difference? I'm sure, like, if I clap right now, like, I can hear some, you know, like, on the high end, it's very obvious that, you know, it's bouncing back and forth between these two walls.
Does it matter if you clap high or low?
It does. The higher I clap, because there's less shit, right? Because really? If I clap here, it's not as bad. Yeah. Or clap lower, there's not as bad, because there's not enough, there's not as much stuff hanging out here.
Yeah. Somebody asked, how do you deal with HVAC noise? That's a rough one.
You don't. You just, it's just there. It's just there.
Get a mini split. Get a mini split and, you know, put the thing outside.
Or you just start sweating. Yeah. You just start
not
sweating.
Much you can do. There's not much you can do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The further that compressor is, the better. Yeah. Oh, so we're going to be doing the show in June.
Yeah.
So we started getting some stuff set up for that. It's going to be pretty exciting. I think I'm going to bring the Arendelle speakers, just because Arendelle's not there. So if anybody's interested in listening to some Arendelle speakers, I'll have some. I'm bringing the ones that I have. I'll probably be rocking some ELAC subwoofers, so maybe 3 or 4 subwoofers in this little hotel room. So that should be fun. It'll be part of their reference. The subs that you have?
Is there R500? R500?
Yeah,
R750?
R500, the 10s. Okay. I'll rock 4 of those. Is the name on there? Is Magic Beans on there? They only allowed. Better be.
Magic Beans Audio right here.
There it is. And we have Spatial MBA. Group on the door also. So when you come by, look for the one that says Magic Beans Spatial Group.
Yeah, it's exactly 1 month from today.
1 month, yeah.
Well,
so we'll be doing some interesting stuff.
June 7th. It's May 7th now. Actually, I was gonna ask you. I was like, do you want to take the Arendelles?
Yeah.
Or do you want to take something else?
Like what?
Well, I have three T6s. You have two.
No, we want to do the Arendelles, the little bookshelves.
You want to do those? Hey, just an idea. An idea.
Maybe. You know,
we can run seven towers, right? The two.
Seven
the
towers.
Yeah.
But
the.
But then people are going to say, oh, your system sounds good because they had seven towers. Versus if they're like, oh, they had these little bookshelf speakers and their room sounded great.
Okay. I see. Yeah, so. I'm just saying. That would be pretty awesome, though. Five T6s and two T5s.
Maybe another time. I like the idea. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I'll
put a link to the show's website for those of you that may want to come down. It's in Costa Mesa.
Yeah. I talked to Brent Butterworth today and Dennis Berger, you know, the guys who do the podcast that I like. Unleashed. Yeah. So I guess eventually I'll go on there and talk about Magic Beans. But I told him, yeah, I'm going to be doing the show. And I know that audiophiles hate DSP, so I'm going to be showing DSP. I also know that a lot of them don't like multi-channel, you know. So we're bringing 7.1.4. Just to prove a point, right? Like, if you appreciate music and good sound, you're going to like the sound of the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to care that we're using DSP. You're not going to care whether it's 7.1.4 or 2-channel. It's easy to switch. You can easily do that. But I think if we play something in 2-channel and we switch over to one same song and it's in 7.1.4, I have a hard time believing that they're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, it's how it sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be totally going to be people like at the show on that Sunday. The first guy, when I was there with those cantos and my DJ setup, he's like, wait, what DAC are we using? I'm like, the DAC in the DJ. In the DJ mixer. Oh, I'm not listening to a DJ DAC. And he gets up and leaves. Oddly enough, I think the DJ DAC might be better than the DACs you're talking about. You normally listen to, bro.
For real, that might be the case, dude.
I mean, some of these DJ DACs, the DACs in the mixers, you know, they got like eight of them because they're running like eight stereo outs. You know, like I think they're pretty advanced, bro. They might not have all the specs for it. What's that?
They have to be super reliable also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On top of all that.
But yeah, that's just, you know, people are silly. It's all good.
I'll be showing off Magic Beans, and they gave me an idea that I'm not sure if I could pull it off, but they said maybe try doing blind testing. You know?
Blind testing.
Blind testing. You know, have people come in, give them a piece of paper, and have them vote, you know, whether they like A or B, you know, or whatever. I'm not sure exactly.
Whoa.
Have them vote which one they like better, and then kind of do a coin flip, right? So if it's heads, then you choose A. If it's B, you choose – if it's tails, you choose B, right? And then maybe do – switch back and forth 10 times and have them write down what they like and then kind of just tally it at the end, you know? And see if most people pick, you know,
the DSP,
do, Magic Beans, Automatic Odyssey, and no EQ. Those are the ones they can choose from. So I'll have to talk with these guys or talk to Aaron to see how to properly do some of this testing so we can make sure that it makes sense.
It's on the up and up.
Yeah. So I think I don't know if I can pull it off, but it might be interesting to see because we have enough people coming in and out of the rooms where we can get a pretty decent sample size.
Yeah, I mean, I've already done the Odyssey versus Magic Beans AB already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, well, you know, I did it. I not for a video, but you know, Zach from Dream Media was at my place in Mammoth, and he's like, oh my God. As soon as I hit the button, he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, it was not, it was, there was no question.
Yeah, it's not close. It's not close. So yeah.
Not at all.
I think that'll be an interesting comparison. I'd like to see what the results are. And I think, you know, if the results are that people like, you know, Default Odyssey, or they like Off more than Magic Memes, then I'll post it.
Yeah.
I'll post the results, whatever they may be. I'm offering to do that because I'm confident. Very, very, very confident.
That, yeah.
I mean, come on. It's not even close. Like when we did it on these Arendals, the towers, you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember.
Come on, bro. Like, what the?
Are you guys really? About? You guys really? Marv says he wishes that he was in California. Hey, they have hotel rates, special hotel rates. I popped the here it says special hotel room rates, right? Mm-hmm. So they got some special room rates at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really want me to wear my green sweatshirt? So I
yes, I do. Please do.
Translucent. All right, let me go put it on.
I'll join the after show because we got to take off from here, and I got to go shopping while I'm hungry.
All right. Oh, there's some questions too. Let me do this.
Okay, let's do it. All right, jacket and then question. That's not the one where you're floating.
It's not working.
How come it was working a second ago?
What happened? It's whack. Whack.
I thought, what happened to the other one?
I don't know. This is the same thing. Yeah. Does it have to be like all bunched up?
Or maybe where you were lighting wise. Back up. Back up towards the thing. Sorry, I can't hear me.
This is the same thing. See? This is the same thing.
What? Oh, what the? That's weird. Why did it work a second?
Well, it's in and out. I don't know. Maybe it needs to be a different type of green. I don't know.
Well, definitely, that's not very green.
No, it's like a mint.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. That experiment is done, guys. Okay, can't stop laughing.
All right,
let's see here. Questions. Rapid fire. Hey, waiting for some videos on this Yamaha A8A. Love your guys' channel. Okay, so the Yamaha is set up at the home. I'm not going to set it up here in the studio, but I'll have to run Magic Beans over there and then do a video about the export to Yamaha. I know, I actually, Joe, somebody's hitting me up on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. He has a A8A he just bought. And he's waiting for me to do the video about Magic Beans importing into there before he buys it. So,
oh, he's waiting on you.
He's waiting, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't be like the sofa baton lady where I'll be like, you got to wait like 2 months, sucker. No.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that. All right. So David Cross says, most have almost no clue what are the boundaries for ultra high and state of the art. So how could you determine diminishing return boundaries except for lower budget prices? Yeah. I guess if there's no limit, he's saying there's no limit to these ultra high end pieces of gear.
Most have almost no clue what are the boundaries for ultra high end state of the art. So how can they determine diminishing return boundaries except for lower budget pieces? So you're saying there's it's unlimited, right? Sound can get unlimitedly better. I don't believe that. That's not true. It doesn't get unlimited. Like, there's a limit to how good it sounds, right? At a certain point, you're not going to get better sounding than reality. Right? How do you get better sounding than reality?
Virtual reality.
It sounds better than my actual, like, life.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. Lewis asked.
There's a limit. The limit is reality. Is the limit.
No.
Yeah.
Lewis asked, I was watching GR research video about upgrading speakers. Have you guys used their updates?
Nope.
I have not. We both have not. I don't think Aaron has either. Multi EQX update just dropped. Added option to allow control of filter smoothing.
Is that a public information? Because I knew that. I have it, but I didn't know if it was public.
I don't know.
I don't know what the point of that is, really. That's good.
Filter smoothing. Is that like like what they do in REW, the psychoacoustic smoothing?
Yeah, okay. Because before they would only show it visually, but it wouldn't actually affect the filters.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can actually apply smoothing. It'll make a smoother filter. But I don't know that I'd want a smoother filter. I want a more precise filter. So kind of weird. Yeah. What else?
Nicholas asks, would you guys consider upgrading from SVS Ultra front stage to JTR? It would fall into the diminishing returns category.
So I mean, not the new, not the evolution, right?
Correct. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. I wouldn't imagine now. So SVS Ultra front stage to JTR. You know what I say about JTR, man. Those things got a face for radio. So if you're hiding them behind a screen, cool. Mm. If they're out in the open, man, I mean that's a visual impact that you gotta deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I would not think it's an upgrade. Sound wise, it definitely could be an upgrade. Money wise, you're gonna probably shell out a lot of money for those too, right? I don't know how much they cost. I just know that the subwoofers are very expensive.
Well, this leads us to the next question. Reach out to Anthony Grimani. He was telling you. I think he was referring to the sound treatments.
Sound treatments, yeah.
So he also has some speakers that are not very good looking. I think he's acknowledged it, though. Mm-hmm. These are kind of meant to be behind the screen. Like, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows that these are not great looking speakers. So, same thing with the JTRs. I don't think they're great looking speakers, but most of them are going to be hidden behind the screen, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. But if they're in a room, living room, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. I would go with something that looks nicer. Chris Hamilton, it's not just frequency response. More important, it's impact on RT60.
Yeah, well, frequency response rules. Frequency response is what you hear, right? And I would love to see something, and correct me if I'm wrong, somebody in the chat, but I think that RT60 does impact your actual frequency response. I don't think they're, you know,
mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive, no.
Right.
I think that they definitely affect.
They intertwine, right?
Yes.
They have to, yeah. WAS, did Andrew, referencing Andrew Jones, hint anything to you about a future MoFi 10-10-10 floor standing with all 10-inch drivers in the works? We joked about it, and I was just like, you heard it first here. Andrew Jones, 12-12-12 speaker coming soon. I don't think so. Well, who knows? Maybe he's crazy enough to do something like that.
We'll see. Maybe if there's enough demand. What's the last one here?
Now y'all have me wanting to measure my LCR with the drapes and put them pushed out of the way.
Oh, dude, please do.
Please do and let us know, Jeremy. He's like, damn it. Hey, look, please now do. we're the tables have turned, Jeremy. Now I'm making you do more work.
Hey, and he has a U mic, so he can do all these things.
That's right. That's right. Let's sent that to him, right?
Let's go. So, let's close it up. And we'll see what happens in the after show.
Every
thank
day,
you guys, for hanging out, by the way. Sorry I'm doing this thing, but, you know, family first, right? So I'm doing a little family. And I'm hanging out with you guys at the same time. So
you guys are my family's out of town and I'm single, so I have all kinds of time. So I'll be doing a live stream again tomorrow on my channel, 6 p.m. because that was kind of fun. Answering a whole bunch of questions and eating ramen.
And drinking Sprite.
And drinking a Sprite. See the Sprite, even the Sprite disappeared.
Yeah.
The Sprite disappeared. All right. Let's go over the banners real quick. If you guys like to support the channel, go and pick up some merch. Go to shop.dailyhifi.com. And if you like to listen to podcasts as opposed to watch Joe being at the field, go to anchor.fm/dailyhifi. And join up with the crew. Go to crew.dailyhifi.com and you'll have access to the after show, which is what Joe and I are going to jump into now. And you also have access to the after show chat, which just kind of ongoing. And, you know, we get to, you know, talk about audio and, you know, make fun of each other at the same time. There's a lot of that going on there. So, yes, on behalf of myself and Mr. Joe and Tell and Aaron, who threw out his back and didn't want to join up from his bed. Boo Earns.
Boo Earns.
We'll see you guys next time. If you're watching on the replay, make sure you're here Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern, to ask your questions and be part of the fun. All right? Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Later.